الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل ما كان الله ليذر المؤمنين على ما أنتم عليه حتى يميز الخبيث من الطيب وما كان الله ليطلعكم على الغيب ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء فآمنوا بالله ورسله وإن تؤمنوا وتتقوا فلكم أجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about what is it like for a kafir to experience all the different types of bounties, the various types of ni'am bounties that are given to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time he's granted respite and he's reprieved from azab in this worldly life. We said all of that is an azab, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing him more and more into azab by him doing more and more sin. He is now committing sin. He is now rebelling more against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making shirk. So this kafir is going to experience azab in this worldly life and in the akhirah. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about what is it like for a mu'min? What is it like for a mu'min who in this worldly life he goes through some difficulty? So he's put through tests, some trials, some type of difficulty in this worldly life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is this now an adhab for him because he's going through some difficulty in this worldly life? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says if that mu'min is sabir and he is steadfast and he is patient and he is sabir upon his iman, that mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting him through all of these tests in this worldly life for him to increase in reward and for him to enter and to gain admission into Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in this verse, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَذَرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَلَى مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. There's only one reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the believers through all of these different types of trials and difficulties and tests. It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to know, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. The idea is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mark out and to make known on this ground that who is the genuine believer from the fake. Who is the genuine mu'min from the munafiq who says that amanna billah, I've also brought iman in Allah, but in reality he hasn't really brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says ma kana Allahu liyadhara al-mu'minina ala ma antum alayh. Allah is not going to leave the believers upon the condition and the state that you are currently upon. In other words, right now, O you mu'mineen, you and the munafiqeen, you're about saying amanna billah, but I need to distinguish the mu'min, the genuine mu'min, from the one who's fake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to put you to some test. حَتَّى يَمِيزَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now distinguish the khabith, the one who is evil, in other words, the munafiq, مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ, from the one who is good, in other words, from the mu'min. So that is why the mu'mineen, they go through different types of tests in this dunya. A mu'min has to make sabr and he has to be patient upon all these types of different types of tests and trials in this dunya. Some of the trials are sickness, sometimes loss of wealth, sometimes loss of lives, etc. But if a mu'min is steadfast upon all of this and he says everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him and Allah will admit him into Jannah. Then Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُطْلِعَكُمْ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. This is something easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to know, because Allah knows it all. Allah knows who's the mu'min, Allah knows who's the munafiq. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, Allah could just show you now the knowledge of the unseen, and Allah would have told you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, right now, who's the genuine mu'min, who's the munafiq, and all of the believers would have come to know this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't work like this. Allah's operation of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs this fact to be known on the ground, who's the genuine from the fake. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, ولكن الله يجتبي من رسله من يشاء. He does choose from among his messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does show them certain things that he wants to show them, like part of the ilmul ghayb. Sometimes the hal, the condition of certain munafiqin were made known. And before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had known the list of the names of all the munafiqin, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave it to one particular sahabi by the name of Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu, and this was a secret that was given to him in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not everybody knew this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted people to know for themselves that at the time of test, what should they be doing? They should be making sabah. And that mu'min who doesn't make sabah, and he can't come through this test, rather he turns his back against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we know that person is not a true mu'min. So Allah wants you to enter into Islam. You know, Allah wants you to enter into Islam completely. That is why Allah says, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. So all of you mu'minun, bring iman in Allah. In other words, you have iman, but I want that iman now to be kamil, and in all of his messengers. وَإِن تُؤْمِنُوا, and if you bring iman, if you have complete iman, وَتَتَّقُوا, and you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he ought to be feared, فَلَكُمْ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Then Allah says, for you there will be tremendous reward in this dunya and in the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us istiqamah upon iman.